Welcome to Life Study of the Bible, a presentation of Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over seven decades, culminated his ministry with a 21-year book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called Life Study. This Life Study is the basis for our program today and includes short portions of the spoken messages given by Witness Lee. Now, let's join today's program. There's a wonderful verse in Romans chapter 5 that is known and loved by many Christians. Verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Peace with God through Christ. Well, this is a major theme of the good news of the gospel. The Old Testament picture of peace through Christ is seen through the peace offering from Exodus chapter 29. And as we have seen again and again in this life study of Exodus, the picture is worth a thousand words. If you appreciate the peace that Christ has secured for you with God, you do not want to miss our program today. And to help bring it to you, Matt Miller has joined us again. Matt, good to have you back.
Really good to be here, Chris. I'm looking forward to this program a lot.
Yeah, actually, Matt, the title of this message is The Sanctification of Aaron and His Sons to Be the Priests. This is number 6 in this series. But it does center quite a bit on the peace offering. But Matt, there's this interesting little portion here from chapter 29 and verse 20. And I'd like to open the program up with that and ask you to comment. It says, "And you shall slaughter the ram and take the blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of their right hand, and upon the big toe of their right foot. And you shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about." I think, you know, for many who've studied at least these Old Testament types in part at least, that the blood would be sprinkled on the altar is pretty easy to see the significance. But what about these body parts that need to be affected by the blood?
Very important, Chris, and I think it's amazing that the Holy Spirit goes into these kind of details in the peace offering in Exodus chapter 29, verse 20, as far as applying of the blood firstly to the ear, and then to the right thumb, and then to the right big toe. The organs are used for hearing, working, and walking, and they all need to be cleansed. The first organ is for hearing, second is for what we do, and the third one is for where we walk. So the priests of God, they must learn firstly to listen to God. This is why the ear is touched first. Then we're able to work, what we do with our hands, and we're able to walk according to what we hear from God. As priests, we must have ears, hands, and feet that have been cleansed by the redeeming blood, and then we learn to listen to our master firstly. We need to learn to listen to the master, to God, so that we know what is required to serve him and how to walk according to his way in serving him. I just appreciate how you mentioned the title, Chris. I think that's important, the sanctification of Aaron and his son to be the priest. So to be a priest, actually in the New Testament, all of the believers are priests. We all should apply this to ourselves. We all need to be careful to hear the Lord. In Luke chapter 10, Mary was sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to his words. Martha was running around very busy at the end of that chapter. And eventually, Mary knew what was on the Lord's heart. She knew how to serve him. That's why she could pour out the alabaster box to anoint him for his burial beforehand. And that was why he said, "Wherever the gospel goes, what this woman has done shall be remembered." Because she actually listened. May we all learn to listen to the Lord's words.
Truly too, Matt. In the New Testament, all the believers are the priests. This type of picture of Mary is a classic example. She was really the sanctified priest in that whole setting, attending first and foremost to the Lord, which I think that theme is going to get reemphasized in our program today.
We might think that Martha was because she was so
doing
busy
so much. She was doing so many things for, quote, unquote, for the Lord.
But she missed the Lord's preference.
Yeah, she did. And before we do, we need to hear and listen, and then we have maybe a chance of having a kind of service and a walk that will be pleasing.
So we could be sanctified priests?
That's it. That's our program today. Let's join Witness Lee for this first segment.
The shedding of blood and anointing ointment, both are used to anoint all these priests and their garments. They are the terminated ones, redeemed ones, and germinated ones, so they have a new beginning. They began to be praised, to serve God. But still, their hands still are empty. They have nothing to serve God with. The Lord told Moses, Moses, take all the inward parts of the second ram and all its fat, F-A-T, of the second ram, plus the two shoulders and the breast. You have the right breast, you have the left breast. You have four parts, plus the three cakes. One bread, one thin cake, and one wafer. The Lord told Moses, all pair together and put them all upon Aaron's shoulder. Now, this is the feeling of the hand. Now, Aaron can offer something to God as a priest. Now his hand is filled. And then burn all this on the altar as a sweet savor.
Amen.
Sweet smell.
Amen.
Unto God. To satisfy God further. Amen. The burnt offering, the first ram, the entire ram, was burned to God already. But now, this means God is eating Christ with this priest. God is feasting on Christ with this priest.
Yeah, Matt, I feel compelled here as we're wading into these matters. You know, these chapters are full of a lot of items and a lot of details. And while all of them have significance and we'll see what they represent along the way, I don't want us to get bogged down and kind of lose sight of the target here today. Remembering that the title of this message is on the sanctification of Aaron and his sons as the priests. So we're really talking about what the Lord presented to Moses to give to Aaron and his sons as the priesthood was being formed, that would accomplish this sanctification so that they would have an acceptable and actually more than just acceptable, a satisfying offering to the Lord.
That's right, Chris. And the context of these verses in chapter 29 is that God has washed them. You know, there's a process right here. First, the priests are washed at the laver.
Mm-hmm.
Then they experience the clothing of their nakedness. So their filthiness is washed, their nakedness is clothed. And then we come to chapter 29 and we experience the sin offering of a bull. That's mm-hmm. how the chapter begins. So we're redeemed from our sin. Then we come to this ram, the burnt offering and the
peace offering.
Peace offering. And there are two rams. The first ram is the ram of the that is slain and it, the blood touches our ears, like we mentioned before. And then the second ram becomes the peace offering. And that is when the hands of the priests are filled. And it's called the ram of consecration. Now, some translations actually translate that. Instead of saying the ram of consecration, it's the ram of the filling of the hands. It literally means the same thing. What are our hands filled with? So as the priests, we come dirty, we get washed. We come naked, we get clothed. We come condemned, we get redeemed. And then now we come with empty hands. The Lord has thought of everything. He comes and he gives us a ram for the filling of our hands. So as believers, this is a picture of Christ. Christ is filling our hands. As believers, we need to be enjoying Christ. If we're enjoying Christ and Christ is in our hands, then we don't have room for other things. You know, the problem with so many believers today, their hands are empty and they're not getting that ram of consecration. They're not getting the filling of their hands with Christ. So worldly things or sinful things or fleshly things come into their hands. Oh, we don't want that to happen. We want to fill our hands with Christ.
Yeah, I think this is a marvelous picture. And, you know, we do talk to our young people a lot about the matter of consecration. I hope as we do, this picture may come back to us, because the concept of consecration, it's very easy to go after it with our natural religious mind and think, oh, this means I've got to sequester myself in my room and just read the Bible and be on my knees all day. And at any rate, we come up with the visual mental images of what it must be to be really consecrated. But actually, the picture of consecration is just what you alluded to. That's the point here in this chapter. It's what's in your hands. If our hands are full of Christ, there's just no room for other things. And it's not a matter of having to struggle and strive to labor to be so-called consecrated. We need to be occupied and our hands full of Christ. And then we'll see in this coming portion, not just to have our hands full of Christ, now we've got something to offer to God and even something to share with Him that will be satisfying to us both.
Very good.
Just my little 2 cents added on to your 25.
Appreciate it.
Here's the witness lead with our next portion.
Then the Lord told Moses, you take the right breast and wave it, and offer to me as a wave offering. Wave means moving. And this is Christ moving in His resurrection. So this is Christ in resurrection. The breast signifies the resurrected Christ in love. If you read the 4 Gospels and the first part of Acts, you could see the very Christ who was in resurrection. Coming back to His disciples was altogether a matter of love. When He came in resurrection back to His disciples, He was full of a kind of atmosphere of love.
Amen.
Peace unto you.
Amen.
He, the resurrected Christ in resurrection, was one in love. And this is breast. And this right breast was for the ministering one. By that time, the ministering one was Moses. This was Moses' portion. Then you still have the left breast. And you still have the left shoulder. So the Lord told Moses, okay, you weave also the left breast. And you heave the left shoulder. To heave is to exalt. And this signifies Christ in ascension.
Amen.
A wave offering signifies Christ in resurrection. And a heave offering signifies Christ in exaltation, in ascension. And the breast is a symbol of love. And the shoulder or the thigh is a sign of strength, of power. Christ in resurrection is in love. And Christ in ascension is in power.
Amen.
After He ascended to the heavens, He poured down the power. Now, this priest's portion is the waved breast, the left one, and the heaved shoulder, the left one. This is their portion. They enjoy the Christ in resurrection of love and the Christ in ascension of power.
Amen.
And this is their portion. And they eat this. Now God eats the right shoulder with the inwards, with all the fat, and with the 3 cakes. And Moses, the ministering one, and all these priests, they eat the left breast as a wave offering and the left shoulder as a heave offering. So all the parties involved are now feasting. When they're all feasting, peace is there. And in this peace of feasting, God is satisfied, Moses is satisfied, all the priests are satisfied. And all of them are enjoying Christ.
Amen.
Enjoying the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh. This is the picture.
And quite a picture it is, Matt. We've got these parts of the offering, the parts of the ram that have been now prepared. One completely for the Lord, but the other really a portion that God wants to share with the priests, isn't it?
Yes. So Moses gets the right breast, and we see that this is a picture of the Lord's love in resurrection. When He came to them in John chapter 20, He said, "Peace be with you." So the breast is a picture of the Lord's coming in resurrection in love to bring us peace, which is the peace offering. So this is all part of the peace offering. Then the second portion is the left breast and the left shoulder for the other priests, for the sons of Aaron. And then God gets the left breast and the inward parts with the fat and the three cakes. So you have such a portion for God. God is feasting. Moses is feasting. The priests are feasting. And so the final need of man and God to be enjoying, not just outwardly taken care of, but inwardly taken care of and feasting, this is really the end of the peace offering, which includes the wave offering and the heave offering, which we see in verse 28. I just want to read that real quick, Chris. Verse 28 of chapter 29, it mentions it's a heave offering from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offerings. So all this experience of Christ in his resurrection being waved, Christ in his ascension being heaved, it's all part of the peace offering that we enjoy to have peace with God and peace with one another.
I like these two pictures, the breast, because it was that was the wave offering. It was waved before Jehovah, implying movement, which is the resurrection of Christ. And as you just pointed out, he comes back in love and says, peace be unto you, to the disciples. And then, of course, the shoulder is to be heaved. The shoulder is the powerful muscle, the powerful part. That's to be heaved. That's Christ in ascension, and this is Christ in his power. So by enjoying him in this way, we experience his love. And I flashed on the picture of the young teenage apostle John, what, resting his head on the breast of the Savior. He had a kind of a special, seems like, a special affectionate relationship with Jesus when they were together in the Lord's earthly ministry. But clearly that indicated John just loved this one. Mm-hmm. Well, we need to love this one, but we also need to, at times, experience him in power. So we better have our hands also full of the shoulder, right, Matt, to heave to Jehovah.
Amen.
Okay, one more portion. I'm looking forward to it because these first two have been so rich. Here's Witness Lee again.
God shares the right shoulder of the same ram. The minister Moses shared the right breast of the same ram. And all the priests, they share the left breast and the left shoulder. But only God himself enjoys the three cakes, the bread and the cake and the wafer and the inward and the fat of the ram are absolutely for God's enjoyment. The inward parts and the fat of the second ram signify Christ's being, what Christ is. What Christ is altogether rich, fat, and sweet. And these riches and this sweetness is from inside, what the Lord is in the eyes of God. And this has to be the top holy gift. Not only so, even the three cakes were only for God. These are the top, the most holy thing. The holy produce from the holy land, and the holy tithes from the holy produce, and the holy top portion from the dead. This top holy thing is, number one, what Christ is. His being from within. The inward, not outward. Also, you have his outward behavior. The bread, the thin cake, perforated, and the wafer. All these are tabs of Christ's behavior. Now, what Christ is from within is absolutely for God's satisfaction. Now, what Christ behaves is also the top holy thing for God's satisfaction. These are the top holy things that can only be enjoyed by God. And they have to be absolutely for God's satisfaction. Who are these? You and me. But not you and me before chapter 29. You and me after chapter 29. You and me after such a kind of all-inclusive sanctification. A sanctification that includes the washing, the clothing, the redeeming, the burnt offering, the first ram, and the peace offering, the second ram. Such a sanctification. Hallelujah. After such a sanctification, we are sanctified, and we are qualified, and we are filled up, which Christ both within and without. So we do have the qualification to serve God as His priest. Amen. And we do have something within us and in our hand to serve with. And this is the all-inclusive Christ.
Well, Matt, there's two more items to this offering. The fat and the inward parts of the ram, and these three different kinds of cakes. And we just heard that both of these additional items are exclusively for God's enjoyment. And they both typify some very, very sweet, rich, and precious aspects of the Lord Jesus, don't they?
They do, Chris. And the cakes represent His fine life on the earth. And they're perforated. They've got oil. They're a picture of a life on the earth lived in a fine way without sin and full of the Holy Spirit. It's a picture of something that was with Christ as He was on the earth. And I just want to underscore, Chris, at the end here in the life study, there's a heading. It's called A Complete View of Sanctification. And you know, you were referring just now to the beginning of that portion where Witness Lee was talking about the fat and the cakes, and the end of it touched me. So if it's okay, I want to leap forward to that. Maybe we can come back to the fat and the cakes. But at the end, he talked about the only way they could offer to God is they had been brought through this process of having their uncleanness removed, the nakedness covered, the sinfulness dealt with, and the emptiness filled. I hope all of us could have that experience. I mean, if we can experience our nakedness covered, our uncleanness removed, our sinfulness dealt with, and our emptiness filled, both empty in our hands and empty in our stomach, then we will be people full of peace and the sanctified, qualified ones to serve God as His priests. And it's a very good picture in Exodus 29 of how we get qualified to be the priests. And I just appreciate this picture so much and the ministry to bring it to light. I used to read Exodus and read these verses and I would be confused, but I thank the Lord for the revelation. If we have this view, this kind of a view will really affect us.
Matt, what I got from this these two items I opened with, which I think just dovetails perfectly into this marvelous summary you just provided on what full sanctification really is, these five items. But just to come back for a second to the fat and the inward parts, as you said, the cakes and the wafers, those are Christ's behavior, this perfect, fine, what human life should be lived. But it touched me, that is for God. That is for God. The fat and the inward parts typify Christ in His inward being. I mean, for us, that's almost unfathomable. We can look at the outward from reading the Gospels and have an appreciation. But these things are more than just appreciated by God. They're for His utter satisfaction. So the inward parts were also His portion, but they were offered by the priests. And the sanctified priests, as you just said, are the ones that are qualified, because we can't offer our outward conduct. We cannot offer what we are in our innermost being. God could never accept either of those. But if we're sanctified to this degree, we can now offer this Christ that is so satisfying in all of His aspects to the Father as if they were ours. To me, this is what it is to be a sanctified priest.
Awesome, Chris. I think Witness Lee's final word in that portion was, this is the all-inclusive Christ that we can offer the one who's inward, He's outward. This is what God wants. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
I don't want to say another word. That's the perfect end. Matt, great to be with you again. I look forward to our next chance.
Thanks, Chris. Me too.
Thank you for listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. produced by Living Stream Ministry. You can now enjoy titles by Watchman Nee and Witness Lee on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Visit lsm.org/epublications to find all that Living Stream has available. We support Kindle, Nook, iSilo, and EPUB formats, which means you can enjoy this ministry on all kinds of PC and Mac devices. Many of our publications are also available on Amazon.com and at iTunes. But to see everything we have to offer, visit our website at lsm.org/epublications. Thanks for listening today.